Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From football playoffs to basketball madness, TCL Roku TVs are the best way to stream your favorite live sports. With all the biggest sports channels, a sports zone with all available games in one place, and apps like iHeartRadio with sports podcasts such as The Herd with Colin Cowherd, cheering on your favorite team has never been easier. A big screen TCL Roku TV offers premium picture and sound quality, so you'll feel like you're right in the action. Find the perfect TCL Roku TV for you today at go.tcl.com/TCL Roku TV.
The 2024 NFL Scouting Combine, presented by Noble, where a dream that starts small can get big.
This guy's just different.
Where a journey that starts quiet can get loud, and where a name that's unknown can become the future.
We will hear his name called.
The 2024 NFL Combine, presented by Noble, where you can witness the future stars of the NFL. Next is here, February 29th through March 3rd on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus.
And we continue with our American stories. If you want to know about the history of America, it's imperative that you know the role that the Bible played in shaping our country. Our founding fathers, both Christian and non-Christian alike, were heavily influenced by the Bible. Here to share another story is Robert Morgan, who's the author of 100 Bible Verses That Made America, defining moments that shaped our enduring foundation of faith. Let's take a listen.
I want to introduce you to one of America's early heroes, a man who has left a lasting impression on our history books, although many of the newer ones neglect his story. John Eliot was born in England in the very early years of the 1600s. He was a teenager when he heard about the Pilgrims coming to America and about the Puritans establishing the city of Boston. John Eliot attended Cambridge University in England, and he made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as his Savior under the ministry of a local pastor named Thomas Hooker. Because of the pressure on Puritans by the English government, John Eliot joined those who emigrated to Boston, and shortly after arriving, he was hired to be the pastor of a church in nearby Roxbury. That was in the year 1632, and John was in his 20s. He kept that job for 57 years. Imagine serving as the pastor of the same church for nearly six decades. But that's not all that Eliot did. When he was 42 years old, he grew burdened for the nearby communities of Native Americans, and he began studying Algonquin. It was a daunting task, especially because of the length of their words. For example, in the Algonquin dialect, the phrase, "our lusts," was expressed by a word that I can't even pronounce, but I can spell it to you. NUMMATCHEKODTANTAMOONGANUNNONASH. Imagine trying to find a way of expressing the simple words of the Bible in a language in which the words are so long. Well, Eliot faced those linguistic challenges, and he persevered until he could speak the language himself well enough to preach with the help, sometimes, of an interpreter. Eliot later wrote of his first attempt at preaching to these people. He said, "I then preached Jesus Christ unto them as the only means of recovery from sin and wrath and eternal death. I explained to them who Christ was and whither he was gone and how he will one day come again to judge the world. I spake to them of the blessed state of those who believe in Christ and know him feelingly." Well, in just a short time, a number of Native Americans confessed Christ as Savior. These converts established their own village and named it by an Algonquin word that meant, in English, rejoicing. It was the town of rejoicing, for that's what they were doing. As time went by, other villages arose, and Elliot traveled up and down the coast, all the time maintaining his primary ministry as a pastor in Roxbury. It was very hard, rigorous work. In a letter dated December 29th, imagine how cold, in New England, the year was 1649, he wrote, "I was not dry, day or night, from the third day of the week to the sixth, but I traveled. And at night I pulled off my boots, wrung out my stockings, and on with them again, and I continued. And yet God stepped in and helped me." He said, "I considered this verse, 2 Timothy 2:3, that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Well, Algonquin and Native American churches were planted in Nantick, Plymouth, Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard. Elliot lived to see 14 praying villages, as he called them, and each one had between 2,500 and 4,000 inhabitants. And there were 24 Native American preachers by the time he died, all the while he was serving his church at Roxbury. Plus, he founded a school, the Roxbury Latin School, which still is going today. It is the oldest school in continuous existence in North America. John Eliot's most prodigious feat was the production of the first Bible published in America. The New Testament came out in 1661 and the Old Testament 3 years later. It was in Algonquin. It's hard to imagine how Eliot accomplished such a thing, reducing a near impossible language to writing, training Native Americans to read, and then translating the entire Bible for them. One historian said that it was a work which excited the wonder and admiration of both hemispheres and has rendered his name ever memorable in the annals of literature and piety. When he was in his 80s, Eliot grew too weak to preach at his church in Roxbury, and he asked the church to finally seek another pastor. He said, "I wonder for what the Lord Jesus continues to let me live. He knows that now I can do nothing for him." As he sought for some final work to do for Christ, he heard about a youth who had fallen into the fire and had been blinded. Eliot invited the church to live with him, and he devoted the latter years of his life to helping this young person memorize full chapters of the scripture, and he taught him how to pray. Eliot himself was a man of deep prayer. When confronted with distressing news, he would always say, "Brethren, let us turn this all into prayer." On May the 21st of 1690, in his 86th year, after a remarkably productive life, and his last words were, "Welcome, joy. Pray, pray, pray."
And a terrific job by the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Robert Morgan. He's the author of 100 Bible Verses That Made America. And what a story. Imagine this. You're John Eliot. You graduate from Cambridge. And then what do? You give that all up and you come to America, to the wilderness. And then he gets the idea to translate the first Bible in America into Algonquin. Remarkable. The story of John Eliot here on Our American Stories. This is Lee Habib, host of Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people, and we do it all from the heart of the South, Oxford, Mississippi. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our shows will always be free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, consider making a tax-deductible donation to Our American Stories. Go to OurAmericanStories.com. Give a little, give a lot. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
Nope.
purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
Hey, hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell, host of Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Your elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive entirely its own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.